fourth parak of Shkol, Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the concept of Hekdesh selling different things for kavanas, wines and oils, flour. So, after the Shloshim Yom Mishal Metalishkan, once every 30 days they would set the prices, and they would leave the prices set every 30 days. It wasn't like today's stock market that changes every 2 minutes. Kol Amakavel Alov L'Sabek Slosoy. So, somebody who was Makavel and himself to provide wheat for the Beit HaMikdash, Me'alva. At the time they made the deal with Hekdesh, he said he's going to give four sa'in, that's a certain measure, for one sela. Under the shalosh, the price went up, and he could only get three sa'in for a sela. Yisabik me'ava. Now, the Hekdesh gets the upper hand, that even though the deal did not go through yet, still, since he made up to give them at a cheaper price, even though the price goes up afterwards, he has to give them at a cheaper price. Mishosh rambe ba'alva, if it was the other way around, if they made a deal that he's going to give it to them at three, and the price went down, yisabik me'ava, he should give them the cheaper price. Shiyad Hekdesh al Yoinu. We say, whichever way you go, the Hekdesh gets the better, the upper hand, either what they made up or the price was when the transaction was culminated. The Mitliya Zoyla is Mitliya Loi. Not only that, but if he had Zolas in his silo that he was planning to give to them, and it got wormy, he loses out. The Nichmet Yah Nichmet Lo, if the wine got spoiled, that, that he loses that, and the chiddush over here is that even though the kinyan was made, even though he takes responsibility over it till it's delivered to Hekdesh, you know, kabel is ma'osim v'adshim is be'ach merasim. You don't get his money till it works for the mizbeach. So here's the mashma even more than I said. But he was brought to the Beit HaMikdash, but it was not yet brought as a korban, and it's spoiled. He takes full responsibility for that sale.